K-State Nation, welcome back to another postcast episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, the third host of this other K-State athletics podcast, quote-unquote, all things K-State sports. I'm out here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this volleyball postcast on August 30th, on Saturday, as I'm recording this, hour and a half away from, you want to call it week two or week one, wherever the hell you want to call it, of college football, the meat of the college football schedule begins today. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. And again, make sure you go ahead, hit that subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content daily. Yes, including the weekend, including the holiday weekends, like currently Labor Day weekend. Oh yeah, we got you covered every single day, including reaction following the North Dakota game here, which is going to start, I said recording this, not until tonight, so there's that. Women's volleyball, right, started last night, and how about that against the UMBC Retrievers in a clean sweep in the first game of the season. 3-0, K-State rolls over UMBC last night in Manhattan, Kansas, Morgan Family Arena there. Last night there, huge games, and I talked about the core that is going to have to take a couple steps forward to lead, become a younger group this year for Jason Mansfield, the head coach of this team, which, again, started officially his third year in Manhattan, Kansas, head coach of this women's volleyball team. Just feels like yesterday we just hired him. But anyways, yeah, if this team's going to take a couple steps forward this year, obviously, this is a younger group, but it's a solid core of veterans that they're led by. And, of course, that's led by Shaylee Myers, 20 kills last night in the home opener against UMBC. I've been all over the place today. I'm sorry. I recorded the pregame early before, several hours before this. I was all over the place. So I'm sorry if I am just a squirrel, just not paying attention to what I'm doing. But anyways, 20 kills last night from Shaylee Myers. You get a double-double from Ava LeGrand. There, last night, the sets, 25-20. That was probably the closest one, obviously, in the first set. And then you got 25-16. And then the clean sweep, 25-15. So the last two sets, not even close to there as well. But four lead changes there in set one. And again, I said this last year in the podcast, and it kind of incorporated a little bit with how the rest of the games went. Well, as far as the single match goes, because the set one, you want to set the tone. And UMBC had opportunity to take it, and K-State kept leaving the door open, but K-State emphatically closed the door after four lead changes and set one in the ball game there as well here. Let me see if I can go down here. Ava LeGrand, right? We're going to see a lot of her this year, because obviously, even before this year, she's got a little bit of playing time, but now that she is one of them top dogs, the senior, yeah, she's going to be getting a lot of playing time. Then, and only last night for Ava LeGrand, her fourth career double-double she set, 32 assists, 12 digs. That was a team high last night. And, of course, you're replacing that awesome productivity by Izzy Swietzki last year that really, as the year progressed, really came on and just laid down some crazy stats. Yeah, you're going to have to fill those shoes this year. Ava LeGrand off to a great start. Shaylee Myers from Lincoln, Nebraska. And oh, by the way, not to toot their own horn, but Nebraska Cornhuskers, the football team, was in Kansas City Thursday night against, of course, K-State's other Big 12 opponent, Cincinnati, which K-State does not play Cincinnati this year. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State 3. UMBC, nothing. Eddie Greer III here on this podcast. And so there's that for you there. Shaylee Myers, 20. This is only the second time in her volleyball career that Shaylee has posted a 20 20 kill mark there in her career. You got to go back all the way back to her freshman year, which she put it down 20 against which used to be foe, Big 12 foe, Missouri. She put it down last night against UMBC last night there as well. Jason Mansfield falling the opening game win, and of course, kind of jumping ahead a little bit. K-State right back in action tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Right back at Morgan Family Arena. They're going to be taking on Delaware, who will. Delaware, UMBC, at the Quarters podcast. They're going to be playing in a couple hours in the middle of a college football Saturday. But anyways, going to Jason Mansfield. He talks about, I'm going to actually read his whole quote here. So bear with me here last night. And hey, it's opening night anyway, so why not, right? But from Coach Jason Mansfield last night, quote, "I thought we started well and then kind of let them back in. That's what I talked about. That first set always set tone for these matches. I thought we did a good job of finishing the first set and then being more patient in the second set and letting things happen and staying aggressive at the same time. But I'm just proud of how we played. I thought the crowd was incredible tonight, and it's so great to start the match and start the season at home," end quote. And then, speaking of at home, he continues on here and talks about playing at Morgan Family Arena, which I've said throughout the summer and said at points last year that if K-State's volleyball playing well, that's going to be one of the more, I'm sorry to everybody. Look, I haven't experienced any other atmospheres. I just know Morgan Family Arena, if this team's playing well, winning matches, it's one of the top atmospheres in the Big 12, hands down. that's probably coming from me because I've never been to a match inside Morgan Family Arena, not yet. But that's just listening to highlights and watching games from ESPN Plus and or K-State HD TV, just listening to the crowd and whatnot. And yeah, it's a perfect example of that. Probably go back a couple of years ago when K-State knocked off, upset Texas, or was that last year? I want to say it was 2 years ago, but when they upset Texas, right? Ooh, when you're playing well, ooh, that's how, I think it was last year, but either way, they beat Texas there in that building. So you get this team playing well, get a groove playing well. It's one of the more tougher environments in the Big 12. Jason Mansfield, real quick before we wrap this up, quote, "It was so great. We started the season on the road last year. We played the first four matches on the road. And so it's just so great to be at home in the crowd, in front of the crowd again. The crowd really showed up tonight, and we fed off their energy. And we've been waiting a long time to play a match again in the arena. So it's wonderful to get a win, but it's also even better to get a win at home. And it feels like we've had the crowd behind us. To feed off them, it is great." You know, I've been watching, I'm watching these fools for the last 10 minutes, and I don't know what they're doing, but it's pretty annoying. Bro, Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, EG3 Conference in Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm going to wrap this up anyways, because they're getting annoying. I've said this on the EG3 Podcast on one of the newer episodes this week. I don't know if it's me getting older or what's been going on this year. I've been more more irritated, and that infuriates me. But anyways, that's not K-State news. Anyways, K-State news, K-State volleyball on the good side of things, side of the coins, knocks off, sweeps UMBC by a count of 3-0, sweeps all, takes all the set in straight sets, and now they're going to be taking on Delaware tomorrow. And then, of course, I cannot wait to unleash on Monday. So that's probably why I'm irritated, but yeah, I'm ready to unleash, and yeah, I'm part of the doubleheader, so yours truly, will be going to Leawood on Labor Day morning, kicking that off there with the Leawood Labor Day 5K, which postcast will be on the EG3 podcast, or not, EG3 podcast, the EG3 show. Again, that's the same feed as wherever you get your podcast. It's under the 3-Wide Pod with EG3, so find that. You should be able to find that. The 3-Wide Podcast with EG3 postcast after that. It's going to be a big week across the board between myself and K-State Sports. And then, of course, you had K-State Soccer taking on Hartford a couple hours after that. So, big morning across the board there as well. And like I said, I cannot wait to unleash. That's all. I'm going to leave it there. Eddie, behave now. I'm going to leave it there. But for right now, we're going to put a pin on this podcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. K-State Women's Volleyball getting a win before the football team does. who had that on that big card? I don't think most of us had that. But anyways, K-State Women's Volleyball, led by head coach Jason Mansfield, in a great performance last night. You get a 20-kill performance from Shaylee Myers. You're going to need a lot more of that this year. And Ava LeGrand hit a double-double last night en route to a sweep of UMBC 3-0 last night in Morgan Freeman Arena in the MHK. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found free and available daily, or on a chance to record K-State content. Listen to the latest episode over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast, for more coverage there. Listen to the latest episode there. Myself and Alex Aiden will be back with another episode recapping North Dakota and maybe talking about this great start for K-State Women's Soccer Team. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State Women's Volleyball 3. Retrievers of UMBC 0. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Go Cats.